We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
9 o'clock. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. Our next guest, Al Morgan.
Who is it?
He has written another outstanding, thought-provoking column for the Inquirer, Inquirer.com, about how many professional athletes are not setting the right example during a pandemic. His name, Marcus Hayes. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Marcus, you always tell it the way that you see it. You never sugarcoat anything, but it's not often I've read something from you where I can tell there's some pent-up emotion, some aggravation in it. Correct me if I'm wrong. You really let loose in this column, didn't you?
I did, but I take exception to your description. I got a lot of pent-up stuff and most of the stuff I have.
Yes, you do.
I'm pretty petful.
Marcus, can you? I was trying to describe your column to Al and Jonesy a little bit.
Read it.
And how, you know, athletes, in your opinion, they're not setting the example that they should.
They're not. I mean, the lead to the column was that these guys are role models. They're not just role models to kids, you know, like Charles Barkley, famously denied. They're role models to everybody, you know. Everybody wanted to be like Mike, right? So when you see Tom Brady or Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray or Fletcher Cox hosting workouts, you know, and I understand these guys have probably been tested and they're probably pretty responsible otherwise and they feel fine. And who knows, maybe some of them or all of them have had COVID and they think they're immune at this point and they can't transmit it. But the example it sets, the image it promotes, I mean, we're having serious spikes in Texas where they're shutting down again. Florida's even worse. There's going to be no – Miami Beach is closing for the 4th of July. And Tampa is awful. There have been positive tests at the Buccaneers complex. Tom Brady's not working out at the Buccaneers complex. But how, I guess, entitled or selfish or disrespectful is it to the people who tested positive at the complex that you're flouting the rules that might have gotten those people who might have acted totally responsibly infected? It just seems egregiously selfish and incredibly entitled.
Al will love this, Marcus. Correct me if I'm wrong. In your column, you called Tom Brady an insufferable twit.
I'll say this about Tom Brady. I respect his professionalism, the way he's developed himself, his holistic, like the whole Tom Brady TB12 thing is awesome for people. It makes you healthier, it makes you a better athlete, and it's innovative, and he's not afraid to try new things. However, he really believes that he's a better human being than you, and rules don't apply to him. He is the most smug, most arrogant, most insufferable twit I've ever been around, and that he's not like Barry Bonds.
Awesome.
You know, he's not like that kind of guy. But you know, and you can stand to be around him, and he's relatively entertaining, and he's clever, and he's smart. But oh my God, I mean, it's just like it's like, you know, when the humidity is so thick you can cut it. That's how insufferable Tom Brady is.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But he's just so good.
That's why Al loves him.
I do have a problem, though, with I don't have a problem watching them work out. I want them to be ready for a season, and I just assume that they're young, healthy athletes. I'm just assuming that. But I got to think, if you really are outraged by it, I got to think that it would only be logical that you wouldn't want these sports to come back at all.
No, I believe that there's a responsible way for us to reengage and for the NFL players to reengage, just like the NHL players. There are protocols that exist for NFL players to reengage. There are protocols that exist for NHL players to reengage. You know how many people are out on the ice, how many coaches, all that sort of stuff, as they prepare to come back. They're going outside of those guidelines, those recommendations. And Tom Brady doesn't need to throw to receivers right now. And the receivers don't need to catch passes from Tom Brady right now. The NFL commissioner, the NFLPA, both the legal counsel, the medical counsel, and the president of the NFLPA are telling them to stop. I mean, that's the end of the conversation. When your representation tells you don't do this, it's not good for you or your other players, then that's the end of the conversation. And the most offensive thing that Tom Brady has done is not only did he quote a polio survivor, someone who had to live with polio before there was a vaccine, he quoted him after both the NFL and the NFLPA asked him to stop doing it. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. So he was repudiating these pleas that he stopped because he's more important than you are.
One of the things you had in your column, Marcus, we've been focusing on Tom Brady, and you hinted at it shortly ago. You know, you didn't leave out the Eagles who have been doing this as well. You mentioned Fletcher Cox. There's some other Eagles, and I didn't realize this. Maybe I just never connected the dots. Even Doug Peterson spoke about this and has been in favor of it.
Look, there's a pretty big rift between the people who believe in science and respect it and who don't. And it's not racial. It's not socioeconomic. It's either you believe in it or you don't. And in speaking with, I would say, most athletes, they'll believe the science that they believe can help them at the moment. So, yeah, it seems like there's a big disconnect between Doug Peterson, who worships numbers and runs his team via analytics, and encouraging Fletcher Cox and 14 other players to get together, you know, in the South and work out and hug each other afterward. There mm-hmm. seems to be a disconnect there. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of who Doug Peterson is. And that clearly is who Fletcher Cox is. You know, it's funny. The people that don't believe this disease is important, believe that the scientists are overhyping it, are the same people who get their information on a cell phone that could send the first spaceship to the moon. The same scientists came up with the same scientific community came up with both of those technologies and both of those methodologies. But you love the cell phone, but you won't wear a mask. None of that to me makes sense.
Yeah, and I advise everybody check out Marcus's column, Inquirer.com. Marcus, I want to squeeze in a little baseball with you as you cover the Phillies for many years. Are you surprised in Matt Klentak's availability yesterday when he was asked about JT Romuto? Although he spoke glowingly about him, said he wanted to see how the market's going to be in the future of baseball. His wording was not very pleasurable to a Phillies fan. Is he making the right call on seemingly kind of letting this play out before re-upping his starting catcher?
Well, catchers are tricky. One of the worst contracts the Phillies have negotiated since I've been in town for the last 25 years was Mike Lieberthal's. And he just fell apart after he signed his deal. Mm-hmm. And he had pre-existing conditions that JT doesn't, and JT is a much better catcher than Mike would ever be. And a better athlete, but catchers are touchy, you know, and there's an element of leadership that great catchers usually bring. And I believe JT has that, but with Bryce Harper and Jake Arrieta and Rhys Hoskins in the room, I'm not sure who becomes, you know, what, I don't know what Joe Girardi was, or, oh, Al, help me with the catcher
Posada.
Posada. Oh, no, the Red Sox catcher, who was the captain for years.
Veritek. Yeah.
I'm not sure he's at that level now. So you need that, number one. Number two, he wants a lot of money. He wants to set change the pay scale for catchers. Mm-hmm. And God bless him. Maybe he should, maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. I believe he will change it. I believe Matt Klentak is terrified of signing JT Romuto to another big contract, because Matt Klentak is on the hottest seat in Philadelphia right now. Yeah. Brett Brown is sitting on ice compared to Matt Klentak.
Final question I have for you, Marcus. Have you ever been to FDR Park? How wild is it going to be for Phillies players to be using it for spring training?
Oh, you mean in Lehigh Valley?
No. Across from Citizens Bank, across Broad there,
FDR
Park.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's crazy. So I was there like the day Ryan Howard, you know, sort of opened the park and christened the complex and stuff. And it's cool. I love that park. When I lived in the city, I would go down FDR all the time. And when I was playing softball, I'd take people down there, take infield and stuff. It is going to be kind of wild. It's going to be like, just the amount of power that's going to be generated in those fields is just, and it's going to be so personal. You know, it's going to be so up close and personal. I think they're going to enjoy it. I think the players are going to enjoy it, honestly, because it's baseball. It's real baseball. No bells and whistles. No, you know, extra stuff. It's like Field of Dreams, right?
Yeah, it'll be wild for sure. His name's Marcus Hayes, columnist for The Inquirer, inquirer.com, for links to all his stories. Follow him on Twitter if you don't already, at InkStainedWretch. Marcus, thank you, man.
All right, guys, take care.
See you, Marcus.
Yeah, how unique is it going to be, though, if, you know, when they have spring training 2.0 gets underway?
Well, I wish they'd stop calling it spring training.
Well, what would you prefer?
Summer training? Summer training.
Abbreviated training?
It's like July.
Well, they're calling, either
training
way.
Camp.
When training camp gets underway again, and they're split, and I'm sure it'll be more of the AAA guys or the cusp major league players that will be at. Either way, you might see Spencer Howard or a couple of Alec Bohm maybe at FDR Park. That's got to be so cool. How can you not be tempted as a fan? So you get in the car. Let's just drive by there. We'll just walk by there.
I don't know what the rules are there. I mean, I don't know how long, how far you stay apart. I don't know any rules anymore with where you can go. You can't congregate.
It's still 6 feet, but there's no other rule otherwise. Isn't it still?
It's 6 feet, but if you're with somebody, it isn't 6 feet. Well, if you go to the beach, I think you got to be 6 feet away from the next group. I don't know what that.
Gatherings are limited to a certain amount of people, so you can't have 500 people gathering at FDR Park, so but there might be 100 that show up.
They'll have guards, I would think.
Yeah, but they're not going to say 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, too many, get out of here. They're just going to say, there's too many people.
Well, they don't want anybody.
We would advise you to leave.
They'll probably have a perimeter.
You think so? They'll put up a couple fences.
They're not going to allow anybody there.
Perimeter, yeah.
No, I don't mean like within an arm's reach of a player, but
be there,
close enough to see them.
They're not going to be there to see
them. No, just be a perimeter.
Oh, that's disappointing.
That ruins the fun,
Jonesy. Why do you got to be a buzzkill? That would be
Wait
fun.
Wait to watch him on television and watch him play.
He can run by maybe. I don't know where
the
logistics are. Well, no, down there.
I'm sure in the coming days they'll make an announcement.
It's going to be like a bubble, I can guarantee you.
Rick in Philly's on WIP. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, Rick?
How are you? Just, I guess, on a lighter side, with no crowds in different sporting events right now, you get to hear the sounds of the game. Did anybody catch Ian Poulter's tee shot?
Yeah, do you want to hear it again? We got it.
It's somewhere.
Do we still have it?
I don't know. If you can find it, Kyle, let me know. Yesterday, we talked about it. Let me know if you can find it, Kyle. Yeah, it was Chalmers who teed off.
It left a mark on Johnson.
It wasn't Jonesy. Al had never heard it before yesterday, and it took place Saturday. I believe he was on the ninth hole. If we can find it, I'll let you know. We do have it. Let's take a quick listen. Let's go down memory lane here from this weekend. All right, let me know.
We lost it.
Oh, we lost it. All right, let me know when you.
Well,
have
it was one of those silent things.
It was deadly, but silent.
It wasn't silent.
yeah,
well,
we
there
did.
It is.
Hear
we
Rick.
Got it there.
Go ahead. Continue.
No, just the only other thing I had was a must-watch, must-see.
Yeah.
A friend of mine sent me a clip. I don't know if you'd want to watch the entire game or games, but Pete Maravich, just for the show, was incredible to watch.
Pete Maravich. Let me jot that down. You do have it? All right. Let's go back down to this weekend, Saturday afternoon, ninth hole, Chalmers teeing off. Let's take a listen.
What was that, Johnson?
That's a good question. Jonesy, you tell me what that was. I'm befuddled.
I thought you would have sniffed it out by now.
215-592-9494 is how you get involved. If you want to get in this contest, now is the perfect time. We are looking for today's the 54th birthday of Mike Tyson, the youngest heavyweight champion in boxing history. Very dynamic. A must watch. Who in sports, past or present, was a must watch for you? Suggestions thus far. In the running is Bo Jackson, Rob Gronkowski, Muhammad Ali, John McEnroe, Bernard Hopkins, Wayne Gretzky, Jim Brown, Tiger Woods, Babe Ruth, Michael Jordan, and I forget who the last caller brought up. But other than that, everything is open. There is someone who Al has in mind who would most definitely win a prize, who, I guess the best way to hint it, Al, intimidation?
Intimidating factor.
Intimidating factor to the opposing players. Yeah. Just the presence was intimidation alone.
Yeah, see, I found more than you can't take your eyes off. I found Tyson one of the more intimidating athletes I've ever watched.
You wanted him to win every fight too, right?
He won fights before he stepped in the ring.
Did you, when you went to see him face Holyfield in the biting incident, were you in his corner, so to speak, for that?
Yeah, until
match?
He bit his ear twice. Yeah.
Well, that kind of changes everything.
Yeah, that's not an illegal maneuver, but
okay. Just checking. 215-592-9494. That's how you get involved. Now's the time to do it. Our time's 9:17.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.